show, friend of the show, Coach Joe Golden, the new coach of the UTEP Monarchs, our Conference USA. We'll see him in Charlotte. We'll see him up in Birmingham, at UAB, at Middle Tennessee, and at Western. Four times you can see Coach Golden here in ATL. Hey, Coach, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, boss. How you doing, man? Good to see you again, as always, man.
Coach, I'm doing well, man. Happy for you, man. I couldn't believe when I saw it, man, how happy I was for you getting that job at UTEP, man. All the hard work you've put in over these years, man. The tough times with Abilene, bringing them to where they, from where they were to where they you left them. Man, I'm so happy for you, Coach. I really am, buddy.
No, I appreciate it, man. I know the friendship's real, man. You know, we've been through this together a little bit here. You've seen the whole journey over the last – you know, 4 or 5 years here. And just obviously it was tough to leave. Abilene Christian is, we built something really special there. It took a lot of time. It wasn't easy to do. The timing was right, man. You know, I grew up about 5 hours away in Midland, Texas. I know so much about UTEP and the history and the tradition of this program. The timing was right. You know, I just felt like I've done all I could at ACU and I need a new challenge. I need to get outside. And so this is a challenge. I can promise you that, man. This is a great basketball school. It's a ton of passion in the fan base. We got to get people back in the Haskins Centers, but Conference USA is no joke, man. There's really good players in this league. There's great coaches in this league. So we've got a lot of work to do in a hurry.
And it's truly Conference USA, because you know, Joe, as you know, man, it's from Virginia to you guys over in El Paso. It spans the whole southeast region of the country pretty much. But tell us about recruiting-wise, how you can tap into multiple markets, knowing that you're in El Paso, knowing that you play a lot of different places that guys come from.
Yeah, you know, hopefully that we can continue to get in those markets, you know, as we play games across. And, you know, Bossman, you know, I've talked about this before. Recruiting's changed anyways, you know. The days of just saying, hey, I'm recruiting right here, those days are over, man. Social media changed everything. The internet changed everything. And, you know, these kids today, they have so much film and access to film that they can give to us. And so, yeah, you know, we're going to recruit, man. We're going to start obviously in El Paso. After El Paso, we'll move to Texas, but we're going to recruit all over the country, you know. And we got to find the best players that fit UTEP and, you know, the best fit for Conference USA. So we got some work to do here. You know, we've got some guys that went in the portal with the change and everything that's happened here. And so, you know, we have some scholarships available right now and still trying to figure out a staff. And so we got lots of wiggle here, but we're crisscrossing the country as far as phone calls made, trying to find some guys to wear the orange and blue, man.
And UTEP is a coach of national brand, as you know, because I know that from Atlanta.
Baby. No doubt.
UTEP,
no doubt.
National brand. So when you hear the name UTEP, people know, okay, I know about that program in El Paso, the city of the sun, the Sun Bowl. So much about El Paso.
Sun City, baby. Yeah.
Yes, it's a great town. And it's on the mountain town. So people don't realize it's on the mountain town. So not central, it's the mountain. So you got a slice of it in the mountain.
Hey, you need to remind everybody that too, man, because my phone's ringing too early in the morning, man, and too late at night, man. Well, I'm an hour behind where I used to be, man. Make sure my friends get it. But, yes, man, it's a national brand. You can wear UTEP across. People know, man. Coach Haskins, 1966 national championship, beat Kentucky. You know, Coach Gillespie was here, moved on. Coach Sadler was here, moved on. Coach Barbie was here, you know. And then, obviously, Coach Floyd. I mean, just incredible coaches, man, you know, and incredible players. We got a good one coming by practice today, Omar Thomas, which is one of the best players to UTEP. Tim Hardaway. I talked to Tim Hardaway the other day, man. Tim Hardaway, man, called me, you know, like Nolan Richardson was here, you know. I mean, it's just there's so much history to this program, man, and I'm just excited to wear the brand across my chest.
And, Coach, you know what's good about this? Your style of play is so fun to play in. As long as you defend, you can have a lot of fun if you want to. You got to defend for Coach Golden. But if you defend, you'll have fun. So the guys just want to come play for you. And, Coach, you are a real dude. You're a genuine guy. You give guys, kids the real. You don't play with kids' careers. You tell them how it really is. So I think a young man wants to come to El Paso, being that great son, that great diverse city, man, and play in the Conference USA, play with a great lineage of UTEP Miners. Our coach, I feel like, man, a kid who passes up on your opportunity is crazy.
Now, I appreciate you saying that. And, you know, I really, Bossman, I'm fired up, man. I mean, I think we're going to be able to get some really good players in here. We're still going to defend the way we've always defended. Those guys in my first player meeting, they already knew that, you know. There's no secret to that anymore. And that's a good thing, you know, because we don't have to sell. But, you know if you're going to play now at UTEP and play for us, you're going to guard. But on the offensive end, we're going to give you a ton of freedom to you know, develop your game on that end of the floor. And all we ask is that you take care of the basketball, you know, and play team basketball. So, and play for each other. So, I'm excited, man. I think it's a great opportunity, man. Again, the timing's right. It's perfect. Coach Terry did a great job here. This thing is not broke. You know, he's got a good culture that's already here, that's in place. These kids play hard for him. So I'm very thankful to Coach Terry and his staff. And I just look forward to, you know, continue to build a relationship with the players that are staying and find the right pieces to the puzzle to go with them.
I'll ask you about that. How has that been? You know, when the guys meet you for the first time, you know, it's kind of weird. So how has that been for the young men meeting you, for knowing who you really are? They say, sorry, from afar, but they didn't really know who Joe Golden is. Tell us about how that has been for you guys so far.
Yeah, that first team meeting is always a little awkward, you know? I mean, it is what it is, man. It's kind of like the first junior high dance, man, you know? When you're going in for your first kiss, you count to 10, you get to 10, and you haven't done it yet. You start back over and keep going. You know, it's a little awkward, and but it's life, man. I just jumped in it, you know? And I had a lot of passion, energy, you know me. I just told them the truth, man. I'm going to build relationships with them. If I tell them I'm going to do something, I'm going to follow through with that. You know, and the next day I'm going to build a relationship with them. The next day I'm going to build it. And you've been around me a long time, boss, man. You know, I'm big on relationships, man. I think you have to build the relationship piece, and it's got to be real. With the relationship piece comes trust. And after you build that, you know, comes love, you know. And then the last 4 or 5 minutes of a game, the last 10 minutes of a game when the game's online, if you truly love your brother right there sitting next to you, you got a chance to win. You know, now it helps when you have 12,000 crazy fans. In the dawn, rocking and rolling, man. That helps too, man. This love ain't going to do it, man. You got to have real players and a great fan base. But that's what fires me up about this thing, man. There's no question. It's been dormant for a while with the fans. You know, they haven't been showing up. This place used to lead the conference in attendance. I don't have the numbers here, but I saw it in the interview process. There was a stretch there. They led it, you know, 6, 7, 8 years in a row in the WAC and in Conference USA. And so we got to get those guys back. We got to get the families back. And you know, you have to win at home. And so that's the big part. You know, not only do we have to get good players, build this staff, we also have to go around the community and make sure that these people know that we're going to put a product on the floor that they're going to want to support.
And, Joe, that's what's so good about you, man. You actually understand. Because a lot of guys don't really say, you got to get out of the community. I tell this people all the time, Coach, being in radio, if you're not in the community, you can't get people to buy in. I can't sell the Atlanta Hawks to you unless you out again. We out of the community. I tell them all the time, we have to sell the Hawks to the community, whether it be Georgia Tech, we got to sell the community. Because if you don't have the people with you in the community, you have no base. You want to build that solid foundation base to come out no matter what you do, win or lose. They're going to support the Miners or support the Atlanta Hawks, whoever it may be. So I tell them all the time, marketing, you have to do it always. Man, outreach is so important to get people to say, hey, I love that product. I love that team, what they're standing for. So I'm with you, Coach. The community is everything to get that thing built for fans in that building there.
No, I agree. And you know, I saw it at ACU. Everybody just say, well, just win. Well, we did win at ACU, you know, early on, and fans didn't come, you know. And so once we got into the community and we got our guys in the community and got to doing things, that's when the fans came. So, you know, again, lesson learned. That's the beauty of this being my second job, you know, not my first. Man, I've learned some of all my mistakes, but yeah, we're going to get involved in the community, man. We're going to get after it. And we have a beautiful arena. You get goosebumps when you walk in there and you look up at the history of all the players and the championships that have won here. And so we got to get butts back in the seat, boss, man, period. I mean, we have to do it. Now we have to win too. Winning helps. You and I both know that, you know, you got to win, but we're going to do our job in the community as well.
Tell us about the vision of the president, the AD, about the vision for this program. I know having that symmetry from top to bottom is so important for any programs. Tell us about that, how you connected with those guys on the vision for this program going forward.
Yeah, I just felt real comfortable in the interview process, you know. With the AD, he's a former coach, football coach. So I like that, you know. There's not a lot of ADs out there anymore that were coaches. You know, it used to be they were all ADs were coaches. And so I really like that. You know, he knows what we're going through. He knows the grind. He knows when you have a 2-game or 3-game losing streak, what it feels like, you know, and how to keep grinding and get your team to keep fighting for, you know, to come back on the other side. And hopefully we don't have many of those. We haven't had those in a while, man. I don't like losing. I don't know if I've had those in like 3 years, but, you know, but I liked him, man. He's a straight shooter. He's a truth teller, and everything in the interview process, he never lied to me one time. I, you know, on social media, I promote our program. I promote our players. It helps recruiting. I'll get on social media, but I'll never obviously promote myself, but don't spend a lot of time on it. And he told me from the get-go, don't listen to that stuff. Ignore it. There's a lot of stuff going on out there that's not true in this search. And I'll tell you the truth. I promise you, whether I hire you or not. And he did. He followed through on that from day one. And I really appreciate it. I could tell as the interview process was going on that the relationship was building, the fit was right, you know, and you could tell it was moving in that direction. And I just felt really comfortable the entire time with him. And the president's, she's a great lady. She's been here, I believe, 2 years. Dr. Wilson, she's way smarter than me, boss man. She's very intelligent. She's worked for the government. She's been a president before. She actually graduated from the Air Force and was one of the first women, I believe, to graduate from the Air Force Academy. Pilot, just very, very, very sharp. She's a straight shooter as well. She said, "Coach, I don't know anything about basketball, but I'm going to be there at your games to support you, and anything I can do to help you win games, I'll do." You know, that within the parameters. That's all she had to say, boss. You know, that's the president you want. You want a president that will show up and a president that continues to find ways to get creative, you know, financially on different things for every university this time. And so I'm very lucky in both those capacities. You know, I felt very comfortable with both and happy to be representing them both and working for both of them.
That's the 4-year coach, this man. Hey, I was tell you, I was supporting like crazy when you beat Texas, man. I was up late at night, coach, watching you. I said, man, it's late in the year, but I'm gonna watch my man, coach. And you guys won that game, man. I was, the joy on you and your players' face, man. I was like, I talked to the last 5 years. We've been having conversations about your team. Seeing that hard work for those last 5 years, coach. I'm like, man, it was so good to watch you guys do that, man. I just gotta tell you that, man. Beating Texas, the big school in that state, where you all did, man. Kudos to you, man, your players, man. Great job for you guys, man.
No, I appreciate you, man. I appreciate all your support throughout the years, man. You've been one of these days I'm getting to Hotlanta, man. I mean, COVID's getting us, everything else is getting us, man. One day I'm getting to Hotlanta, man.